This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Kristen Meinzer is the co-host of the Movie Date podcast, but she's not going to the movies this weekend. She's planning to be outside because now open for the season is Smorgasburg at Brooklyn Bridge Park at Pier 5.
These are all sorts of restaurants, food vendors, and so on. They each have stands. Some of them are food trucks, but most of them are actually restaurants that you might not know about. People who are just little mom-and-pop people. There's somebody who just makes meringues. That's all she does. There are people who do the people pops, which are those popsicles that are so popular. There are hot dog vendors. There are people who make banh mi. There are people who make brisket. There's just a wide range of every kind of food you can imagine.
So you can kind of spend breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Oh, I frequently do.
Smorgasburg is open every Sunday at Pier 5 from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jason Isaac is a senior broadcast engineer and also a musician, and he's investing in his craft this weekend.
Saturday afternoon, I'm going to be attending a masterclass with the jazz drummer Gregory Hutchinson at Small's Jazz Club in the West Village.
Now, how do these master classes work? Do you sign up and do you pay a fee to go take a class here?
Yeah, it is. There is a cover charge, I guess you can say. It's limited to 40 drummers or drum aficionados, and I have no idea how it works. I've never been to one of them before, and I'm actually terrified that they're going to make me play in front of the, you know, in front of the whole class. I'm going to be the student, like, hiding in the back, like, teacher, please don't call on me.
I'm sure you'll do great.
Yeah, thanks. I hope so.
Also on Saturday, it's the Wrecking Ball Tour, and we're not talking Miley Cyrus. WNYC reporter Fred Mogul is taking his wife for her birthday to see Emmylou Harris's Wrecking Ball Tour at BAM.
Great to see she's coming out to Brooklyn, making it easy for us. She's a phenomenal musician. It's always moving to see her. I think we should all age as graciously and soulfully as she has.
Have you always been a fan?
I've probably been familiar with her music for at least 20 years or so. So, yeah, I'd say she's right up there.
Any particular favorite song?
One of the earliest things I know, that's not early for her, was a duets album she did in the early 90s. And that's sort of the first thing that pops to mind, just great duets she did with people like John Denver and all kinds of people. And those just lovely songs. But she's been making phenomenal music for, gosh, probably almost a half century.
Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hayes. Oh,